You end up with a traffic jam.
You just can't get it. It's the date.
So 50, yeah, I suppose you can say, oh, you might as well.
Well, we're wrong on the date.
For what, the other one?
Get the test one, right? Nothing else in there. I think that'll work.
Like, look it up.
I can do that.
What are you doing? Prepared to spend all summer working on the task force of insurance verification.
I actually just downloaded the pictures like yesterday, but
I do want to use
being average.
Put the agreement together.
Yeah, she's a really happy girl.
Shouldn't have showed up so often.
Yeah, well, this is
task force.
Amber like just got
what you hear.
I'm good. I like it.
He was here the whole time. We have this right.
They're not even under a committee. They're on our
hi, Curly.
She is now. She's on the
subcommittee.
She's at least ex officio.
Oh,
she's
more than that.
If we can get
booked
in the.
That's now we got to get the Republicans to show up on the.
Hey, now we know who you are.
Reform committee because they just pissed off.
They're pissed off about the animals.
Yeah, and they.
Are they going to boycott that?
Yeah, they bought the liquor and Zalka said, we're not going to serve. Well, that was the other day. They made more money. I want to drink what I want to do is stick around.
Oh, well, he's good, huh?
See, Kevin was gone, and I got to thinking.
Where is Kevin?
Well, it's a recurring thing that they're trying to figure out. We'll have to run tests at the time that he's
yeah. Morning, Colombo.
Like
how are you?
I'm good.
You sure look good. Who are you talking to, Patty? Yourself?
She's talking to me.
Oh, she's talking to
me. She's my house. I talked to Patty all the
time. I thought you were talking to yourself.
That's funny, I was on the conference and I came back from the house already is my house. And we've never worked on any of the
we did get all the
There's a.
There's worse.
We'll talk after. Sounds good. Busy, Chris? You busy? That is not right. That is wrong.
This is Melon's right there.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to say.
That's fine. That sounds good.
Already going.
See, that's a wonderful thought, right?
Good morning. We'll call the meeting to order with regard to the conference committee order with respect to House File 3073, the anti-fraud insurance bill, as some people call it. Well, I will just start by saying that the Senate has completely rolled the House. Actually, the Senate had a chance to take this bill up a little bit later than the House did, and I think it's done excellent work. So what Senator Jensen and I have discussed is I think we're going to work off the Senate language rather than go through and do side-by-sides of both. We're going to have Senate counsel kind of do a little walkthrough of the right. We've given him now 12 seconds notice. I'll keep talking until he's but it's what provisions that I believe most members have seen before in one bill or the other, but it's just easier for us to work off of the Senate file. And then we've got a couple of amendments that I believe are relatively non-controversial, but there will be some testimony about those. Counsel, are you prepared to do a...
Mr. Chairman, yes. Briefly, working off the Senate language on the right side of the side-by-side. Section 1 is a conforming change to the repealer later in the bill. Section 2 provides appropriate licensing authority of medical providers. The ability to impose certain penalties is specified prohibited activities are engaged in, including deauthorizing or removing authorization for a provider to receive reimbursement under the No Fault Act, and also to impose administrative penalties. Section 3 of the Senate side grants insurance support organizations immunity for releasing information in good faith relevant to an insurance fraud investigation. Section 4 establishes limits on reimbursement for certain compound and repackaged drugs. Sections 5, 6, and 7 raise the limits there per week on economic loss benefits under the No Fault Act. Section 5 is disability income loss, 250 to 500. Section 6, funeral expenses go from 2,000 to 5,000. And Section 7 increases from $200 to $500 per week. Section 8 is a conforming change. Section 9 on page R8, again, language relating to allowing an insurance support organization immunity for disclosure of certain personal information in specified circumstances. And Section 10 is the Task Force on Motor Vehicle Insurance Coverage Verification that Senator Kent's worked extensively on. And Section 11 is the repealer of that no-fault appeals process that has never been used.
Ben, thank you for that. That's my kind of walkthrough. I think for as I look around the room, virtually everybody's a familiar face. I think they're familiar with what's in the bill. I was a little bit with respect to saying we've acceded to the entire Senate bill, but there were very many common provisions between the two, and it seemed to be a good place to start. Having said that, most of that is not being fought about, my understanding, though, is that Section 2 has brought a little bit of heartburn, and we wanted to take some testimony with respect to that. I got a letter from Mr. Morrison overnight, last night, that I expect he'll want to talk to the committee about. I also, for our House members, Chair Liebling has considerable, or is taking considerable umbrage about this not going through her committee, being that it's regarding health licensing boards. And so with that, I know Mr. Franzen wanted to be heard. Members should have a letter before them from Mr. Morrison. I'm not sure if he wants to testify as well, but he expressed some concerns about Section 2. Mr. Franzen, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members, my name is Doug Franzen. I represent American Family and Allstate Insurance, and I believe I am authorized to speak for Farmers Insurance, although tragically I do not represent them. Mr. Chairman, Section 2 was originally an industry initiative before the task force. As we worked through the process and the provision was changed, we found that perhaps, and this perhaps became a certainty as we came to the end of the day, that this bill, this provision, this idea is not ready to become law. It's a good idea that simply needs a lot more work. We've spoken with the other stakeholders. It's my understanding from Mr. Goodenough from the Minnesota Chiropractic Association, they have no objection to the removal. I believe the Minnesota Association of Justice is comfortable with that too. And I believe the entire insurance industry supports removal of this. One of the main problems, Mr. Chairman, is there's been no input, to my knowledge, at least in public testimony or the working group, from the professional boards that would have this jurisdiction. We have no idea if there's a fiscal impact to this. I suspect there is. And Mr. Chairman, I believe those are some of the underlying concerns that Chair Liebling may have. So respectfully, Mr. Chairman, members, we do request that this be provision be deleted from the legislation, from the conference committee report, and we do pledge to continue to work on this issue because we see this as an ongoing effort.
Thank you, Mr. Franzen. Senator Jensen.
Well, thank you for bringing this to my attention.
Thank you.
Is there something in particular that you are, the industry is concerned about when it comes to this provision? And as far as the fiscal note goes, there was a final fiscal that was prepared by the Department of Health on this, and they came back with a zero fiscal impact. So, but I'm curious if there's something specific, because if we do remove it and have to work on it in the future, the subcommittee is a great place to do that on insurance reform, but I would like more input as far as what is it that you're concerned about in that provision.
But Mr. Chairman, Senator Jensen, I can speak for myself and I believe for my clients, but originally, well, I would prefer going back to the task force report where the venue for fraud enforcement is in the Commerce Department. We believe Commerce has the expertise in dealing with fraud. We believe they do a good job. They're best able to do it. And, I think there are some glitches that have to be overcome. But I think that we can get to the point where all stakeholders say, yes, let's put this where we believe this function of government should be venued, and that's the Commerce Department. I believe that's my primary objection, Madam Chair. And it did reflect your that position was reflected in your task force report.
Is there anyone else that has questions for Mr. Franzen? Thank you, Mr. Franzen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Morrison sent us a letter that members have. Mr. Morrison, do you desire to be heard with respect to it, or does the letter suffice?
My testimony would be duplicative.
Thank you, Mr. Morrison. Is there anyone else that desires to be heard with respect to Section 2? And we didn't actually formally, I see it in our packet. We've got an item here to page 1, delete Section 2. Senator Jensen, is that your amendment?
Well, I will offer it. Page 14.
That amendment's been offered. Is there additional discussion with respect to that? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Is there any opposed? Seeing none, that motion prevails. And I perhaps got a little bit ahead of myself. Is there anyone that desires to be heard with respect to the bill itself? I know most of you have had a chance to come before the various committees, but Senator Jensen, do you have a comment?
Well, I have another amendment that deals with the sections on the benefit increases. We left the effective date out of those sections, and so it would automatically go to August 1st. I'd like to move that we change that effective date to January 1st, 2015, just for ease of the industry.
Thank you. We have the motion before us. Are there comments or questions with respect to the motion? Any testimony with respect to it? And I agree with I think from a workability practical standpoint, yes, I have that change to occur on January 1st. Unless there's any other comments or questions, all in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, that motion prevails. We also have an amendment that's been in the with some members' file, CA-14-1310. I'm sorry. The correct number is the SCH-3073-A11 amendment. I believe they both have the same concept in mind, but there was a one or two word addition to the A11. And that one is being distributed. Senator Jensen, are you moving the A11 amendment?
Yes.
That motion is before the conference committee. Are there folks who desire to be heard with respect to it? Had someone make eye contact with me, sir, if you could identify yourself.
Mr. Chair and members, Buck McKelvin, with the Minnesota Ambulance Association and the American College of Emergency Physicians. We appreciate this amendment. We've worked with this on numerous folks. It was just an issue where before the claims were paid for ambulance runs or some of the trauma care and hospital care, liens were being put on quite early in the legal process with this, and we just wanted to delay that to be sure providers got their money. Really, you know, the large systems have the ability to chase down the legal process, but when we started to hear about it from some of our rural, smaller EMS operations, this is stuff, things that they couldn't do, and we worked with the Lawyers for Justice and some of the insurance folks on how we could stop some of that, so we appreciate that support today.
Is there anyone else who desires to be heard with respect to the 11 amendment? Representative Mackey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I apologize for being late. Mr. Chair, can you put this actual effect from legal terms into something that a regular person would understand? What's the net effect for a small ambulance provider?
Representative McNamara, that would be against the oath that I swore as a lawyer never put anything into terms.
Well, my landscaper oath's a little different. Put it into something a banker or a landscaper could understand. What is that?
Well, I understand.
Just a landscaper.
We do have, I guess, one more testifier, and then I will take a whack at that, Representative McNamara.
Thank you.
Just identify yourself for the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. Joel Carlson. I'm here on behalf of the Minnesota Association for Justice, and we support this language. And Representative McNamara, if you look at the current law on 1.18 through really 1.13, what the law has been since 1974 is that no one has a legal interest in no-fault payments, that those go to the provider or to the claimant, and no one has a legal interest in those. And what this language makes clear is that until there is a dispute about who's responsible for the accident or whether or not the provider treatment was reasonable and necessary. Until there's a dispute about that, no one can come in and claim that payment or put a lien on it. This just makes it clear that those go to the provider, they go to the claimant before there's any dispute. And that's all this language is trying to make clear. That's really been what has happened since 1974, but we just need some language to make it more clear.
You know, you could have at least left something for me. I think that's a pretty good summary of it. Are there other questions or concerns with respect to the A11? That one's before us. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, that motion prevails. Are there other questions or comments regarding now House File 3073 as amended? If not, Senator Jensen, I'd invite a motion to approve the conference committee for 3073 as amended, subject only to potential technical revisions being made by council.
I will make that motion.
All right. Are there questions, comments?
Lieutenant 12 amendment. Don't let the effective dates.
We did an update amendment. I don't recall what we did.
Okay.
All right. Well, it's good to see everybody's making sure we don't miss anything. Anything else? Any other questions that members have? All right, the motion before us is to approve the conference committee as amended, subject only to technical revisions by council. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, that motion prevails. Thank you all for your work.
Good work.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you.
That we are adjourned.
Good work, you guys.
We got a bill. Hey, Boyevich. Come over here when it's for a second. Come on over here, Vujovich.
Better and better.
Must be an Irish kid.
Taco scene.
Irish kid.
Yeah, let's go right section two and have a
Taco scene, no problem.
I don't know any.
Why asked you that today? You don't know the way?
That's leader word.
No, I didn't. I know. Where are you from? Give me. South St. Paul. Yeah. Huh? That's okay.